reception and celebrating the unique gifts and talents that you and only you were born to express. You'll sit in on the second part of the interview Alan and I did with poet Mark Nepo. We talked about his new book, Reduced to Joy, and an awful lot more.
We also have music interludes with Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy, The Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams, Kirtana, Choose One, and Simon and Garfunkel, Homeward Bound. Also, Dr. Love on Love Pack talks about ruts and higher love, and we'll share another You Gotta Be Kidding new segment, and there will be another of Rudy's Raps.
So welcome to Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people come to celebrate living consciously and aging wisely in the 21st century. Last week, we talked about creativity and how it, like prayer, reflection, meditation, fasting, consciousness, altering substances, yoga, breathwork, and a number of other experiences can help us get out of the habituated and the ordinary and lead more passionate, meaningful, and purpose-filled lives. The lives, in fact, that we were born to live.
Let's begin today by going back briefly to that Wikipedia definition of creativity, and I quote, a phenomena whereby something new and valuable is created. That's like an idea, a literary work, a painting, musical composition, a solution, and invention. Creativity is also defined as the process of producing something that is both original and worthwhile, or characterized by originality and expressiveness and imagination.
So pay attention here, because there's nothing in either of these definitions that suggests that creativity is the exclusive domain of only a few or the privileged. So in case you're thinking that creativity is something other people have and you don't, we invite you to get that negative and limited belief out of your head right here at the beginning. Creativity is your right. Everyone of us is born with it. And if we're willing to follow its lead, it will become another key to unlock the door not only to the dreams you've come here to manifest, but to your joy and your energy. Creativity is the key to singing the notes that you and you alone can sing in the great song that is life.
Remember what Einstein said about imagination, quote, logic can get you from A to B, but imagination can take you anywhere. So from our perspective, imagination, insight, and intuition, which are all part of our natural creative gift, are essential and important for everyone, but especially for those of us who are in the second half of life and who will soon represent 50% of the population here and in most of the industrialized countries on Earth for the first time in history.
In fact, we believe that one of the primary reasons there are so many of us who are 50 and older who are alive on the planet at this time is that we're here to write a new third act for humanity, to create a new pathway that will allow those who come after us to explore this extraordinary gift that these
Elizabeth Rose here, co-producer of the thought-provoking and life-enhancing TransitionsTeleseminars.com series, inviting you to listen to prominent guests conversing on love, spirituality, money, sexuality, and the mystical. This series is hosted by your Age Nation Radio Magazine co-host, Alan Huttner, and his good friend, Bill O'Hanlon, psychotherapist, best-selling author, and featured Oprah guest. Guest presenters include Marianne Williamson, Andrew Harvey, Joan Borisenko, Bruce Lipton, Larry Dossey, Harville Hendricks, and many more. A lot of great content available, MP3 audio downloads, PDF transcripts, CEU credits, and free conversations with bonus materials. Go to www.transitionsteleseminars.com for more information.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action and to a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Come back to the revolution. Age Nation Radio.
And the hospital, and he was
like that. We see them, we hear them, and we don't.
Yeah. I think that's a good lead into the last poem that I want to read. I mean, you know, God, theoretically, the angels are at God's direction and not ours, you know what I mean? But they show up for us, and I think I'm in a relationship with one after 18 years and after some other relationships as grist for the mill led to the, hopefully, this last one. But there's a lot of people out there still searching for God. Some will deny it. It's one of the things I take exception to. One of my favorite comedians, that's Bill Maher, and his stance against religion. But I will take that to task here. I want to read this one, Where is God? That's page 143. It's as if what is unbreakable, the very pulse of life, waits for everything else to be torn away. And then, in the bareness, that only silence and suffering and great love can expose, it dares to speak through us and to us. It seems to say, if you want to last, hold on to nothing. If you want to know love, win in everything. If you want to feel the presence of everything, stop counting the things that break along the way. And that one just set the tone. I mean, they're all excellent, but,
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I think that we're asked to do the simplest things completely. And with good intention, we scurry around and study, and there's nothing wrong with all of these things. But we often step over what really matters, not because we're bad or stupid, or it's because we're human and this is the journey. And I want to share one last little kind of parable that's in the Book of Awakening about this. And it's where a master sends an apprentice to go to sit by the river and to sit there until he learns all the river has to say. And so he spends the first day trying to be a very serious young man.
Stories too, and love to stay in touch with you in the future. I know there's a bunch of things coming up with Age Nation and some of the joint projects that we're doing, and it's been too long, 12 years since
thank you both. It's really been a joy to journey together today, so I look forward to more.
Well, because it's definitely not going to be 12 years, Mark. Between songs, so really it's a pleasure spending time with you, and
I'll
do a little music segue out, but it's not time yet. You know, that last poem about stripping away everything is the doorway. Do you ever get questions from, people in your travels about, is there an eternal part of us? Is there a soul that continues, that has nothing to it but some presence? Of course, we know of past life experiences and
what are these. This enters into, of course, no one knows, but, as to what happens. And I think, for me, I think anything is possible, but I feel like, the idea of reincarnation as always one-to-one is kind of a cartoon.
Elizabeth Rose here, co-producer of the thought-provoking and life-enhancing TransitionsTeleseminars.com series, inviting you to listen to prominent guests conversing on love, spirituality, money, sexuality, and the mystical. This series is hosted by your Age Nation Radio Magazine co-host, Alan Huttner, and his good friend, Bill O'Hanlon, psychotherapist, best-selling author, and featured Oprah guest. Guest presenters include Marianne Williamson, Andrew Harvey, Joan Borisenko, Bruce Lipton, Larry Dossey, Harville Hendrix, and many more. A lot of great content available, MP3 audio downloads, PDF transcripts, CEU credits, and free conversations with bonus materials. Go to www.transitionsteleseminars.com for more information.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio.
You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.
And it's also co-hosted by Ellen Hubner, George Cappanelli. We're back with you. And in case you just tuned at the end of the last conversation with Mark Nepo, that's who we were in dialogue with. His quality of resonance. I think the beauty of Mark and the is that it's communicated not just in the words that he selects, but in the spaces and the sound that is under the words. And I think that's always a sign of authenticity. So it's a joy talking to him. And I think it's one of the reasons so many people love the Book of Awakening, which is what, really brought Mark to the attention of the world. In terms of this interview, I'm still kind of resonating with that conversation about the hand of his father being the hand, because there have been so many times in my life when I have heard my father in my own voice or seen my father in the gesture that I make. Reflect on and connect with those moments is indeed a doorway to the mystery
cancer can be overwhelming. It will feel like it can take you down. For the individuals and families facing it, and anyone hoping to help them out, which is why Cindy Sandberg kept things simple. She co-founded the WIG Exchange, a volunteer-run organization that finds high-quality donated wigs for women undergoing chemotherapy that has both therapeutic effects for the donees as well as the donors. Sandy says, this is a tangible way of paying it forward and helping that next person. Al Jones couldn't find a place for a 10-year-old son to wait. So you decided to build a place for herself and for her child. Jones has thrown herself into creating a place, a play place for autistic children. Both personally and financially, she and her husband have invested a significant amount of money and a lot of time, hoping to create a fantasy world for children with autism, especially for her own beloved son. After a near-fatal car accident, doctors told Molly Hill that she would be paralyzed from the shoulders down and would never walk again. But Hill refused to accept this prognosis, taking her healing into her own hands and eventually regaining enough movement to earn her black belt in Aikido. Now, she's helping others with spinal cord injuries to take control of their health and lives. But she wouldn't have been able to do it without maintaining a strong sense of positivity and determination. She said, every morning I remind myself that today is a new day. I look for the smallest incremental changes in every day. I get one. Isn't it amazing so much of our media today spends its time tugging and pushing and pulling and whatnot on all kinds of negativity? And yet out there in the real world, there are so many truly ordinary people doing extraordinary things that lift our hearts, that remind us of what life is all about.
That's why we do this, because it's a different form of media, you know. If you stay tuned to the fear-based, anxiety-provoking news, you'll be captured by that frequency.
Harvest the Wisdom, Age Nation Radio.
Age Nation.
Elizabeth Rose here, co-producer of the thought-provoking and life-enhancing TransitionsTeleseminars.com series, inviting you to listen to prominent guests conversing on love, spirituality, money, sexuality, and the mystical. This series is hosted by your Age Nation Radio Magazine co-host, Alan Huttner, and his good friend, Bill O'Hanlon, psychotherapist, best-selling author, and featured Oprah guest. Guest presenters include Marianne Williamson, Andrew Harvey, Joan Borisenko, Bruce Lipton, Larry Dossey, Harville Hendricks, and many more. A lot of great content available, MP3 audio downloads, PDF transcripts, CEU credits, and free conversations with bonus materials. Go to www.transitionsteleseminars.com for more information.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Reclaim your passion. Age Nation Radio.
Segment and hi Pat, always good to talk with you.
Glad to be here.
So we've been
in your research and your writings?
Well, the higher love is a love that connects you to your higher self. And what does that mean? I think for most of us, that means to think of what you stand for. When you're dead and gone, how do you want to be remembered? How do you want the people you love to experience you, not only to remember you, but to experience you in the present moment? And to come up literally with three or four characteristics, and then each and every day you check in with yourself and say, Pat, how am I being kind today? How am I being loving today? How am I being supportive today? And higher love is love which connects you to your better self, your core values, and can be shown in your behavior, your thoughts, your feelings, and the way you interact with other people.
It brings up ego personality too, because I know in Never Be Lonely Again, which was your last book, discussing emptiness as maybe the lack of love. You talked about getting to a higher self also, and maybe even tying into some of the Dalai Lama and Buddhist traditions.
Right.
So speak to that. Can we have a loving personality where a lot of the Eastern disciplines say, don't embrace the ego,
Well, the ego is what gets caught in a persona. The ego is what gets caught when someone triggers us. And this is why, if you look at Buddhism or you look at the Dalai Lama's teachings, he talks about not being attached to the outcome. You can care. You can have, of course, you're going to have feelings. But what it means is you don't let your behavior be attached to someone else's behavior, even though they trigger you. Because when you get triggered, it's oftentimes that ego part of you. Then you get triggered, you want to be seen a certain way, and you're not being seen a certain way. This is why I tell people, don't let someone else decide what kind of person you're going to be. Be the highest calling that you have for yourself and live your core values.
What a great message. And we're going to talk with Dr. Love on Love again. The next segment on happiness and its relationship to love.
George, Kevin, I'm on the back here. Just a brief look at next week. We're going to continue to look at life and life matters. And we're really delighted that our partners in life and in this work of living consciously and aging wisely. Sandy Capanelli and Elizabeth Rose will be joining us live for a very special show, during which we're going to share some more insights and tips about getting out of the ruts of perception, and even more importantly, learning to celebrate in these extraordinary times.
And it's a virtual launch of
the four of us together.
I like that.
Yeah.
You can also learn more about Age Nation online at agenation.com. Read next our new digital magazine. It's free. And don't forget to pick up a copy of the Dina and George's book, Do Not Go Quietly, Guide for Living Consciously and Aging Wisely, for people who weren't born yesterday. It's great.
Elizabeth Rose here, co-producer of the thought-provoking and life-enhancing TransitionsTeleseminars.com series, inviting you to listen to prominent guests conversing on love, spirituality, money, sexuality, and the mystical. This series is hosted by your Age Nation Radio Magazine co-host, Alan Huttner, and his good friend, Bill O'Hanlon, psychotherapist, best-selling author, and featured Oprah guest. Guest presenters include Marianne Williamson, Andrew Harvey, Joan Borisenko, Bruce Lipton, Larry Dossey, Harville Hendrix, and many more. A lot of great content available, MP3 audio downloads, PDF transcripts, CEU credits, and free conversations with bonus materials. Go to www.transitionsteleseminars.com for more information.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action and to a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.